You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Welcome back to the 750. I am your O, RJ Ochoa. He is your 75, two-time Super Bowl champion, College Football Hall of Famer, and likely right now very upset at the Golden State Warriors. It is Tony Casillas. TC, what up?
I'm doing good, RJ. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing well. I know you're a big Mavs guy, big MFFL. These are tough times, tough times. There's a joke out there about San Francisco teams beating Dallas teams in the playoffs, but I don't want to be the one to make it.
Well, it's been very disappointing, but when you're playing a team like Golden State, it just has so many ways to like attack you. And they've got the series of 3-0, and it's when you're not able to be able to match the offensive weaponry that they have, then you're going to find yourself down 3-0. So we will see tonight. This is it. You got to take what they say, it's a must win, take one game at a time, but they are definitely climbing Mount Golden State right now.
Very much so. The shorter episode today, going to kind of get in, get out, and get on our way. So, Tony, today I mentioned, San Francisco teams ending Dallas seasons, obviously the Mavericks maybe tonight or at some point in the future, and the Cowboys a few months ago. The Cowboys start OTAs today. Are you excited? This is the biggest thing happening with a Dallas sports team today, right? Is the Cowboys starting OTAs, of course.
Well, if you look at the last couple of years and they weren't able to do OTAs, and I remember it seems so far long ago than when they were doing, they had the pandemic football. This is something that's really nice to see. And I think it's good for teams to get back together, get that camaraderie, cohesiveness back. Just be able to get everyone back together on the same wavelength, be able to train and get your off season together, and really just kind of, after this, it's kind of a snowball effect. You go into June and then July, and then before you know it, they're starting preseason and open up against Tampa Bay. So it's good. It's always good to be able to do that and get some familiarity with everyone and really kind of see where everybody's at right now.
Yeah, not quite the first day of school, but it has a little bit of that feel. Rookies and veterans already been working together a little bit, to this point. And obviously, there was the rookie minicamp. But who do you think? And that's, very, like I said, different show and shorter show. But like, who do you think has to have an impressive performance here? Because we're starting to see, like, there was a piece floating around about Zeke, and he had a video that his trainer dropped the other day of him training. So the Zeke narrative is already taken off. Like, who do you think needs to, you can't like impress in OTAs. Like, it's not like you can do anything seismic or anything like that, but who do you think has to have a notable performance, a notable few days?
I think it'll be interesting to see now that you have CeeDee Lamb as the number one wide receiver, see how dynamic will work with Dak. You throw in some of the younger players, the rookies are going to ultimately be a part of it. The younger guys being able to blend in with the veterans. But I Zeke is Zeke. I think that really it's great to see OTAs. I think it's great. It's really, to me, I think it's more for the offensive aspect of it, because they're getting as I mentioned, continuity, execution in the passing game, and really just kind of creating this buzz of being around each other again. I always thought that whenever you start the first part of the mini camp for us, we were there for totally different than it is now, that you're together. Most people live in Dallas and guys really make their home here. So they're not really going to different parts of the country. Now, I think now the way they train is different, because everyone has their different type of trainer and there's alternative training and so forth. But, Zeke is going to be fine. To me, for a guy that's a veteran, There's not much you can prove in OTAs. I think it's more the longevity for Zeke physically. And you can't, sometimes you can't reverse Father Time. I think it's a running back and take that many punches. But I think certainly for him, I think he's probably going to play with a little chip on the shoulder, because this is probably his last year until I think that they'll do something with him, because he's making a lot of money. But ultimately, I think RJ, for me, to answer your question, is that I always thought that this was a great opportunity for offense and just get back together with guys and really just kind of beat it around each other. And again, just kind of, you know, the offensive aspect to create the continuity and the execution of it as they go in. Because I think it's implemented now with the OTAs, and now with the physicality of training camp, they really don't do it a whole lot of that. So it's just more preparation that they can, as you mentioned, it's kind of the head start of school to get everything implemented. And again, just be around each other and just kind of get that kind of vibe back.
Yeah, I think you elaborating more on it, if I had to pick, and this is dumb. I mean, I realize that that's like, I set this up, but like, if I had to pick somebody who has to have an impressive showing, or somebody who I'd like to just kind of see a little bit more from, or just see the right kind of things from, is probably CeeDee Lamb. Just because this is their first, I mean, it's organized team activities, but literally their first organized, you know, team activity, for lack of a better term, without Amari Cooper, right? Like this is the first official team thing where CeeDee Lamb is the alpha, right? And we've been waiting on that forever. And I think sometimes, you know, and obviously you know, grew in the NFL and made your way and experienced a lot of different veterans when you were younger and rookies, obviously, as you know, passed throughout your career. But I think sometimes, like, this happens in life, like you come in and you're like the kid, right? Like people look at you like, oh, he's the young hotshot. Like at a certain point, you know, the young hotshot has to become the alpha or the leader or the whatever. And okay, CeeDee, cool. Like you were the young kid, right? Like you know, for 2 years, we had a good run, but you're not the kid anymore. Like, you know, now you got to be the man. Like now you got to be the dude. And that's been like what we've been talking about so much this whole offseason, is how the Cowboys lacked that. A lot of people call it dog or leadership or whatever. And like, you know, the Cowboys have really lacked that persona at that position since the last dude who wore that number. And so, I mean, because Amari, for all his greatness, was not this alpha, you know, in terms of personality. And so I would really like to see a little bit more flag carrying from CeeDee in that sense.
Well, I don't think Amari Cooper was externally
right.
That we saw that was this leader and kind of as people refer to as a rah-rah guy. You know, personally, as a teammate, I'd rather have a guy lead by example and ball and make plays and really just, you know, in the huddle, and just, it doesn't have to be over the top. But sure. I think this year, I think CD, this is, you know, the baton has been handed off to him, and this is, you know, his time to embrace it and really just be the guy that's going to, that is going to be the Amari Cooper that's not here anymore and fill that void. And along with the other players are going to be fitting in this offense. You know, Michael Gallup is probably not going to be back. I haven't heard the status on him. Probably not going to be back until training camp with that torn ACL or the knee that he got injured. But so I think it gives him it's kind of refreshing to know that you're not in someone else's shadow, if that's a good way to put it. You're not in Amari Cooper's shadow. You're the guy. And, you know, to me, I always felt like that was brought me a sense of a security and really that they're counting on me. And I think this is it's going to be a huge opportunity for CeeDee to bask in that sun and bask in the limelight of being the guy that's going to be the, you know, ultimately the Amari Cooper and the reliability of a franchise quarterback in Dak Prescott.
Yeah, I think that's such a great point too about you bringing up Michael Gallup. Is like, again, it's just OTAs. It's not the biggest deal. Even if this was the start of training camp, it's not the biggest deal. But like the level of continuity out there for Dak is you know, minimal compared to what it's been. There's no Amari. There's no Michael Gallup. I mean, it's just CeeDee and welcome James Washington. Welcome Jalen Tolbert. You know, you got Simi Fehoko and Noah Brown and T.J. Vash with these younger guys that are trying to, you know, make their way. Cool. Dalton Schultz is back. Whatever. But There's a lot of new faces, which is always, you know, I think an interesting, I mean, I think that was a great way to put it, a head start. It's again, not back to school, but like maybe back to school shopping, you know, like when you would go back to school shopping, you'd see other kids and you're like, oh yeah, I'll see you in a few weeks when school starts. This is like, this is kind of like that. And so I, you know, whatever. I also, I fully expect Micah Parsons to just be the guy. Like, I mean, kind of like Dak entering his second year, you know, because Tony Romo had been released and was officially out of the building. There was this like, you know, whatever, but there was this air of like, this is totally Dak's team. There's nothing standing in Dak's way. Everybody looks at Dak. And I think Micah's got that going on. Like you talked about leading by example, like Micah put together a resume that like nobody can challenge, you know what I mean? Throughout just his rookie season. And so I think he walks out of that building and I think it's a very different vibe. I think, like I talked about the kid, I think DeMarcus Lawrence is still a leader, right? Like, I think he still have some of those presences, but I think Micah Parsons walks in and it's like, okay, that's the dude. Like that's the dude who we all fall behind. And so I fully expect and trust Micah to kind of, to kind of be in the right sort of mindset as this, you know, sort of initial process gets underway.
I think it's a tremendous opportunity because I think that, as I mentioned, the offseason workouts is totally different, but I think it's great when you're around your teammates and you're seeing the work that they've been putting in. I mean, some guys may come back and they may not be part of the offseason programs, or whatever the case may be, and the guys choose to do different things, but you sure in the hell don't want to see someone come back in out of shape. You know, mm-hmm. He's like, let's take this serious. Let's see where you're at. Let's measure you up. Is he in better shape now? Is he cut body fat? Is he stronger? Is he faster? And I think for the young guys, you mentioned Micah Parsons, I think that he fits that leadership role without a doubt because just the way he balls out on the field. And to me, that's enough for me as a player. But then you add some of these rookie guys, the younger guys, because I always think that that's kind of intimidating at first. And granted, it's OTAs. We don't want to get too excited about that. But you still start to get into that lifestyle, the routine of being a professional athlete and really just kind of mix with the veterans and kind of, you know, understand – you know, what life in the NFL is about. Although, as I mentioned, it's OTAs. But I think the emphasis is, as you mentioned, is continuity. It's execution. It's the mental reps that you have to have, because I think it's so much mental preparation now, right? Because mm-hmm. you don't get the physical reps in training camp. It's not the way it used to be. And you try these guys to maintain and keep them healthy. So, And I think that I'm really interested in seeing the kid from Ole Miss, Sam Williams. Mm-hmm. To me, I think that he could be a guy that emerges as a rookie guy. I mean, I'm not trying to put too much pressure on the guy. I'm sure that there's already added enough. But there's a certain sense of being able to understand and get a feel for playing in the National Football League, and even if it's just in shorts and helmets.
Vacations can be tricky. You already know how to book flights and hotels, but now the only thing you're missing is, you know, the actual travel experience. Because is it really a vacation if you're just sitting around like you would at home? You need a tool to get the most out of your time away. That's where Viator steps in. You can book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected. And 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Right. I think that's really, really, really well said. Last sort of point, and then we'll get out of here. this was a good, you know, point that you brought up, how this is kind of like their first, you know, there's always like the initial pandemic year was, you know, all these like crazy situations and whatnot. And then, you know, last year things were a little bit more normalized. And every time you have something like that, it's like, well, this is our first one since. And so you, like, this is no longer, well, it's our first, like you have a little bit more normalcy in the rearview mirror. But that being said, for Mike McCarthy, this gets so lost. But 2 years ago, the Cowboys were supposed to have a head start on OTAs and training camp because they had a new coach in Mike McCarthy. And they actually also at the time were in the Pro Football Hall of Fame games. They were supposed to get to start training camp earlier. None of those things had to happen, obviously. And so this is the first, and I'm not in any way making any excuses for the Cowboys, but first session of OTAs in a few years without any kind of off-season distraction, right? There's not any of the pandemic difficulties or hurdles as far as, you know, only being able to operate on Zoom. There's not Dak Prescott's contract situation. There's not Dak Prescott coming back from injury. There's nothing. There's just your best players are in the building. Your coaching staff's in the building. Everyone's together. Everyone's here. I mean, it's all kumbaya. Like, if you can't get it together right now, I mean, this, you know, when can you? You know what I mean?
It's business as usual. I think it's been a long time since a lot of people since we've been able to say that. I say a lot of people, everyone that's in the media, which is a player in an organization, a sense of normality, if you will. So I think it's a tremendous start. Again, as I mentioned, you know, you emphasize so many aspects of it. You have, you know, there's a lot of expectations, I guess, going into the season, as always, like every other team. And it's just a sign of there's really no excuses. You have a clean slate. And that's one thing that's great about being a professional athlete. Everything's structured. This is what you got to do. Prepare yourself mentally and physically to get ready. And this is just a small aspect of it, to be able to show up and really a different vibe, a different culture. Guys, you know, the emphasis. Last year is in the past. Now we're going to focus on, well, who we have here now, right, and try something different when it comes to that, and really just kind of change and understand what the goals are for this team, because I mean, this is where it starts now. I mean, it really, the off season is a big part of the preparation for players to get their mind and soul and their body right. I mean, this is very important for them to make sure they take care of themselves in the off season and do the things that's going to make them a better player physically and mentally. And I think that we'll see, because that's how you're judged and that's how you're measured when you show back up for OTAs and as you get into the training camp.
That's really well said. Shorter episode. And so, Tony, I have one very last quick one for you. This is the most important question I've ever asked you.
We're good. We can extend it.
We got in, we got out. We got the job done. But so this is my last question. It's super duper important. Are you going to watch Top Gun Maverick?
Oh yeah. Really? Without a doubt. Oh yeah. Yeah. I've told you this, that I played in a golf tournament and he's a theater owner and he's already did the pre-screening, the one where they flew. I'm trying to think of what I believe it was in California when Tom Cruise flew the helicopter on top of the aircraft carrier. That was kind of the way to kick it off. But RJ, the younger generation, you need to go back, I guess, and watch the first Top Gun. And maybe you don't even have to watch the first Top Gun. But
I think you have to
get the story of the frame, you know, the reference, everything. But according to what I've heard, this blows Top Gun, the first Top Gun, away, because it just it's more contemporary, it's more modern day special effects. And he told me you have to watch it on the IMAX because just to get the. But to your point, I'm going to go see it, and I heard it's amazing.
I think the IMAX would be awesome for the sound, like the sound of the engines and stuff.
Right.
I will say, I thought when word first came out that they were doing it, I immediately felt like this is going to suck. Like this is because generally, like anytime they do like one of these remakes or like,
right,
you know, they like pick up where they left off 30 years ago. It sucks. It's not that good. But I watched the trailer the other day because I'd seen all the like reviews it was getting. So I was like, you know, let me like really watch the trailer. And it kind of looks badass. Like if I'm being honest. And have you ever watched the show Entourage? Did you ever watch that show?
Oh yeah.
Okay. So like this is a weird way to put this, but like if a movie to me if a movie strikes me as the type of movie Vincent Chase would have been in, then I want to see that movie. And that's what Top Gun seems like the kind of movie Vincent Chase would have been in Entourage. And it would have been like the big summer blockbuster. So I really, really, I think I'm going to see it. I'm into it now.
I think he should be, because again, it's one of those pop culture movies of the all time. It's one of those movies that's generational, and to this point now this is going to take another step. And I heard the fight scenes when they're doing the dog fights and the aircraft is amazing. So cool. I hope they don't let me down, because you got it from me and someone told me they've already seen it, so I can't wait to see it. And here's the thing, a lot of people for some reason, because let's face it, some of these actors are artists, right? But I'm trying to think of a really mild way to put this and not really touch on any or step on any toes when it comes to, well, it doesn't matter. Some people don't like Tom Cruise because of what his beliefs are, but I've always loved it. Since Risky Business, have you seen Risky Business?
Oh, Tony, I mean, okay. Come on.
All right, I'm just asking. I mean, look, I have to ask you, a little young, but to me, I think that's one of his greatest movies.
Yeah.
But Top Gun to me, it's gonna be amazing. I can't wait to watch it.
Yeah, like if we're just talking about the movies Tom Cruise has been in, like they're generally bangers. Like they're summer blockbusters. I've never been a Mission Impossible guy. Like I never really got in. I mean, plus because now we're on like Mission Impossible 14 or something. So not my cup of tea. But Risky Business is up there. Jerry Maguire is up there. Obviously, A Few Good Men. By the way, I always think like Jerry Maguire is one of those movies, like you pluck any movie from the 90s and it's like the sports team, the underdog, who are they playing? Like the underdog team's always playing Dallas, right? Like whoever it is in the movie, like any movie from the 90s, it's like they have the big game that the underdog, you know, rough and tough little rascal sports team is playing. It's the Dallas Cowboys, because y'all were awesome. And
Cuban Gooding Jr., the best line in that movie, show me the money.
You know, what's an underrated Tom Cruise movie? Have you ever seen Minority Report? That's a great movie.
He's been in a lot of really good movies.
Yeah.
And I think that Eyes Wide Open with his ex-wife.
That's a great movie, too.
That's pretty weird. I mean, that's a little different. But he's been in like this aurora of just different types of movies and from the different, I guess, genre. I mean, when it comes to him, so he's done quite a bit, but I'm excited, man. I can't wait to see that movie. I heard it's supposed to be freaking amazing.
Okay. Top Gun Maverick. Right.
And I hope we can win a game tonight. You mentioned I had a hard time getting started this morning. I'm on my first cup of coffee, but when you talked about the Golden State Warriors, obviously you saw the game, but whenever Andrew Wiggins dunked the posterized, that was nasty.
I know.
And that was just kind of like, that was a dagger. But I mean, Steph Curry, I mean, I didn't realize the guy's 37 years old and he throws up these freaking rainbow shots from half court. They're just, you got to give Steve Kerr a lot of credit.
Like we all reach a point with great teams where it's annoying, right? Like you're annoyed that like the same team's like winning over and over and over again. But when it lasts this long, like you just have to, I mean, it's tough for Dallas fans right now, obviously, but you have to sit back and be like, damn, like we are in the middle of like a pretty it sounds like a crazy, these are like your son, your kid's Bulls. That's who they are. Like that's who this Warriors team is. Like they're, you know, they were amazing. They had a little drop off. They're back. Like it's frustrating. It's annoying, but like, that's who they are.
Let me mention this real quick. I watched it's David Letterman. He does a special on Netflix, My Last Guest, I think that's the name of it. And he interviewed Kevin Durant, and that's pretty interesting. You got to check it out since we're kind of getting a little off track, but it is the off season. But I just watched it, And to you reference basketball, Steve Kerr, and what he's is a coach, and really just kind of, I mean, when you have those players, well, it's kind of, they say, well, yeah, it's a lot easier. But I think the best thing KD says is a NFL, excuse me, NBA head coach, your job is to manage personalities.
Yeah.
When you think about the personalities on it with Draymond Green, and I mean, that dude right there, you got to give him bonuses to be able to manage that character.
No.
I mean, I say in a good way, because he's a dog. I love the way he plays.
And if they have
a lot
sure.
of like Draymond Green's, it just really, it gets under his skin. He cares about it. You give me five of those all day long.
I'm telling you, like, I completely respect the Warriors dynasty. The only Warrior who I've ever really disliked is Zaza Pachulia, because Zaza was the one who stepped on Kawhi's ankle in the Western Conference Finals and ruined everything the Spurs had gone for them. So, you know, after that was the beginning of the end when Kawhi got hurt, couldn't come back, and then it all got really bad. But I was going to make a joke, and I know we have a lot of Mavericks fans, listeners, so I already made the joke about San Francisco ending another Dallas season.
Yeah.
But the other joke that I have to make, or else I won't be able to sleep tonight, is one Mavericks season will end in the Dallas Mavericks while another begins. So, like, the Dallas Mavericks end, and then Top Gun Maverick is born. Like, rising from the ashes is Top Gun Maverick from the Dallas Mavericks season. That you got to imagine, Tom Cruise is rooting for Luka tonight, right? He's like, come on, dude, like, you know, give us a win, like extend it just a little bit until the movie comes out on Friday. Come on, please.
So. Well, that's the problem, is that they have Luka and then some of these other guys need to step up, and he's going to have to drop 50 tonight.
Who do you think is, this is a weird question. Who do you think is more, has to carry their team more, Luka or Dak?
Luka.
I think I agree with you. Yeah. I mean,
I think that, it's different in basketball because you still got to have guys around you and you got to facilitate. But look, a guy, if they're going to double down on and take one guy away, there's got to be two other guys that's got to step up and make plays. And to a certain point, you can say that in the NFL, well, they're going to sit down your passing game where we got to run the football, or we got to scheme it where we can loosen up the opponent.
Mm-hmm.
For Dallas, if Luka's not on,
it's over.
It just seems to me that it becomes too one-dimensional. And I think a lot of guys sit around and start playing, what they say, watching basketball, because it seems like they're watching Luka. And if Luka's not scoring, so tonight's going to be different. What do you think? How you feeling? You think they close this out tonight?
I think that
sweet.
I think generally speaking, when you have, like, you know, generational players on a team, like the way Luka is.
Mm-hmm.
I think that in moments like this, they have a special night, because he won't get swept. Like, Luka will do everything he can to prevent. Mm-hmm. And so, like, tonight will be like a Dallas win by like 23 points, because that's how the playoffs are. They're like all these big time blowouts. And so this will be like a Dallas win that just keeps the heartbeat alive for just a little bit. And then game five is when it's over. You know what I mean? Luka's not going to get swept. I know people get upset, but like, he's not LeBron, but like, he's that type of, I think, player that he's not going to allow for that. And so he will have this Super Saiyan moment, where the Mavericks get a win and, you know, live to fight another day, and then it's all over. And then Top Gun comes out.
Well said. Well said.
All right. Tony, you said it all. We did it all. Shorter episode. We got in, we got out. OTAs underway. Check out bloggingtheboys.com for all our coverage around them. Tony, thanks for stopping by. Everybody, have a great week. We'll see you next Tuesday. This was the 750.
Support for this show comes from Fundrise. Buy low, sell high. It's easy to say, hard to do. For example, high interest rates are crushing the real estate market right now. Demand is dropping and prices are falling, even for many of the best assets. It's no wonder the Fundrise Flagship Fund plans to go on a buying spree, expanding its $1 billion real estate portfolio over the next few months. You can add the Fundrise Flagship Fund to your portfolio in just minutes and with as little as $10 by visiting fundrise.com/fox. Carefully consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of the Fundrise Flagship Fund before investing. This and other information can be found in the fund's prospectus at fundrise.com/flagship. This is a paid advertisement.
Support for this show comes from Wix Studio. Designers and devs, you might be able to do your thing better on Wix Studio, a web platform with everything you need to deliver bespoke sites hyper-efficiently. Design teams get a ton of smart features that can take the grind out of web creation without it costing per pixel control. Dev teams, you get a zero setup, developer-first environment, combined with an AI code assistant and your preferred IDE for rapid deployment. Search Wix Studio today to explore the full range of features.